keep me moving.
All right, well, now we have another story from our own Transportation Nation project. And the reason why I asked John if he'd let me borrow his car, which, you know, wouldn't work, is because...
Well, it would work. It's a car that works.
Well, I just mean just that then
we would be stranded.
I'm just saying we right. couldn't swap because my car only seats like four people, five, very uncomfortably. But the reason we bring this up is because there actually is a service that will allow you to swap cars or at least
Hertz,
loan.
Hertz, rent
no,
a car.
No, no, no. Yeah. That's where you're renting a
Avis?
Car from a company.
Ah.
This one, you're renting a car from a person in a few cities.
We're all sharing our cars is the idea.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kinda. Well, this is from a Transportation Nation project. Casey Mann is a reporter at KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco, one of our partners in the Transportation Nation project. And you can check out this project at transportationnation.org. But, you know, Casey, what you looked into was people choosing to loan out a car that they're still using to other people for a cost, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, the idea is basically that, you know, you drive your car to work in the morning and then probably it just sits there for most of the day while you're at work. And so, you know, why shouldn't somebody else who needs a car be able to use it? Why shouldn't you be able to make some money off of that?
So you come out to the parking lot, your car's gone. It's because somebody borrowed it.
It's because somebody borrowed it. Although it's, you know, you know who borrowed it. So you, in theory, won't be too taken aback by the fact that it's gone.
Casey, are you in your car right now? It sounds like you're actually in the trunk of your car.
You know, I did think about doing this from there, but it was a little cramped.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a 1998 Honda Civic.
All right. And you decided to try this out for yourself.
I did, yeah. And I thought, you know, it was going to be a sort of a gamble because my car, it runs great, as you were saying about yours, but my car does not have very much to recommend it. You know, it doesn't have power or anything, and it's kind of old, but, you know, I thought I'd give it a whirl. So I did sign up for one of these services in San Francisco.
And how much did you rent it for?
I rented it for the minimum that this, I used the service called Getaround, which is one of the three available here. And the minimum they would allow me to rent it for was $3 an hour. So that was what I charged.
Okay. And somebody rented it.
And somebody rented it. I couldn't believe it. It took a couple of days, but I did, in fact, get a rental request.
So explain to me how this worked. How did they pick it up? Did you interact with the guy? And did they bring it back in one piece without a bunch of Taco Bell wrappers in it?
Yeah, I did. So actually, I had said that the car would be parked at KLW. And this person, there's a web-based interface that you use to request a car. And this person said, you know, I'm staying down the street from the station. I'm in San Francisco for a few days. It would be great if I could take the car. And so he came over to the radio station and we had a little conversation. And then he actually wanted to use the car for 4 or 5 days while he was visiting the city. So that was the amount of time that he took it for.
And I'm wondering if this is the same person that left this voicemail message for you. Listen to this.
Next message.
Hi, Casey. It's Chris. Just want to let you know your car is back in one piece, all safe and sound. I did not park it in the same spot that I picked it up in. That was full of mud, so I parked it on the a little bit over. But thanks for letting me drive it, and you have a great weekend.
You sure this isn't a dating service, Casey?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of people I talk to who use the service actually talked about the fun of creating a profile for their car and kind of talking up its selling points and the things that were great about it. It was not unlike a dating service.
Casey Miner is a reporter at KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. KALW is one of our partners in the Transportation Nation project. So, okay, this same guy used your car for 4 days. What was your grand total of your takings?
I believe it was $42.10 was the grand total of my takings. I would have to triple check that, but that is my recollection. I was very excited.
That doesn't seem like a lot to have somebody else driving your car around and taking the chance of getting in an accident and all that.
It's true. I mean, but it is, on the other hand, more money than I would be making. I mean, I was actually out of town last weekend, and so my car would have just been sitting there. And, you know, other people will probably rent their cars out for a little bit more money per hour than I did. I think if your car is a little bit nicer, then you can do that.
Maybe have power windows.
Exactly. Maybe power windows, maybe any feature of any kind.
And actually, let me play you this comment from somebody else you spoke to. This is Shelby Clark, the CEO of Relay Rides. That's one of these rideshare companies out there. And Shelby says you can actually make a profit from this service.
If you're viewing car really rationally and understand, like, hey, if I let people use this whenever I'm not using it, then I'll get a free car. I mean, that's what's happening to a lot of people is, you know, not only their car payment, but their, you know, their parking and their insurance. All of that is getting paid for by other people's usage of their car. And if they're thinking rationally about this, then sure. I don't mind people taking my car if it's free.
I mean, do you see this becoming so popular it could replace Hertz, as John mentioned, or even Zipcar, that car sharing service that's a company loaning out cars?
Well, it's hard to say because these companies are so new right now, but I think the appeal of it is certainly there. I mean, think about being able to just walk to your next door neighbor's house or, you know, down to your coworker's parking spot when you need to run an errand and just kind of grab their car and bring it back. And you don't need to go through the service. You don't need to have a membership. You don't need to use one of their cars. It's
and you don't have to be rational either. I mean, wanted the use of Ferrari for a couple hours. Call Casey.
I think that's going to cost you more than $3 an hour.
It might.
Yeah. But Casey, I mean, all this is well and good until the inevitable happens that somebody gets in an accident. Did you call your insurance company before you decided to do this?
I did not, because actually all the companies here offer comprehensive insurance that completely covers your car whenever anything happens. So I think that's a big reason that people feel comfortable.
But it's
that.
Probably best if people check before they decide to go ahead and offer their car up, right?
I think so. But honestly, that's the key reason that these companies are able to work, is that they have these policies in place that override your existing policy for the time that someone has borrowed your car.
And there's huge excess capacity of people who have just parked their cars and aren't using them. There are too many cars. That's why this works.
There are too many cars. And you know what? It might save you from having to pay for parking all day long. Casey Miner is a reporter at KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco, one of our partners in the Transportation Nation project. Thanks so much, Casey.
Thank you, guys.
You can check out all of the stories coming from Transportation Nation at transportationnation.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.